Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. It is Monday, the 27th day of April, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. One name popped into my mind over the weekend as the bird slash swine slash human flu pandemic fear swept the planet, and that was Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who is a medical doctor and expert on the bird flu and runs a high-end clinic in Mexico, in between her clinic in the United States. We've been unable to get through to her this weekend on phone numbers to her clinics in Mexico. The phone systems are having major troubles across Mexico City. I've been getting a lot of emails from people in Mexico that have tried to call the special Saturday 2-hour, 40-minute transmission I did and the Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m., the regularly scheduled Sunday edition I do, and they've been unable to call. We're going to open the phones up for eyewitness reports from inside Mexico. We first got eyewitness reports Saturday night, but there were more people dead and sick than the media was saying. That's now been confirmed as of today. And so the intel we're getting has also been matched by a BBC report that the deaths are far greater than what is being reported. So I'm going to open the phones up for folks inside Mexico. 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. I'm also going to open up our phone system, so let's get that number on screen. And I still don't have our local studio number memorized because I want to give people a 512 local number because in Mexico, sometimes people can't call 1-800 numbers from outside the country. So we will give you, if you're in Mexico with eyewitness reports, a 512 local number, so give your country access code and 512-646-1776, 512-646-1776. You can also try 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. We'll open those phone systems right now for people that want to call in. All right. That said, again, the number is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We're going to have a lot of open phones today so listeners can bring up different angles, different pieces of evidence, different news pieces that they think are important as we analyze what's going on with this unfolding crisis. So here are the numbers one more time, 1-800-259-9231, 512-646-1776, 888-201-2244. I would ask, though, in this first round of calls, that only people with family in Mexico or people in Mexico with eyewitness reports or secondhand reports from family members or coworkers in Mexico of just how bad this really is. And then later in this hour, we'll open the phones up for everybody. And I want to make that clear because I want to give people a chance on the phone systems, the three numbers we just gave out for people to be able to get on. It's good to have a show this large with listeners listening to shortwave and internet all over the world and a huge AM and FM audience here in the United States to be able to, on every show, get calls from across North America. The virus is in Canada, it is in Spain, it is in Israel, it is in Texas, it is in California, it is now popping up in New York and other areas. Now, that said, when we come back, is this a pandemic danger? Is this a real threat or is it hype, a psyop? I have all the news and information, literally hundreds of articles, documents, the backstory on this. And what I think is going on when we get back, then Steve Quayle, who warned of this last Monday before anybody was talking about it, he'll be with us coming up. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, we can get her in Mexico.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You are a rebel. Admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Sherry Tenpenny is going to be joining us here on air in about 7 minutes for the balance of this first hour. Medical doctor who has a practice in the United States and in Mexico itself, expert on the bird flu. She will be joining us coming up in about 6-7 minutes. Then in the last hour today, Steve Quayle. Steve Quayle came on the show last Monday and said his intel was that the establishment was planning to go with a bio attack, some type of bird flu. And so we've got him coming back on today in the last hour, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, or 2 hours, 50 minutes from now, 51 minutes to be precise. Steve Quayle will be joining us. We're going to have open phones today. I want to let listeners know that if you're in Mexico, or you have family in Mexico, or you're in South Texas where they've shut down a lot of the schools. Saturday night I did a 2-plus hour emergency transmission, and we got calls from one of the towns north of San Antonio where they locked down one of the schools and are closing it. We got calls from Mexico City with a lot of key eyewitness reports about how 70% or more of the people they saw were sick. that the deaths were a lot higher than what the media was saying. Then the BBC had reports from doctors in hospitals saying it was more than 200 deaths as of Saturday. They were still saying 68 deaths as of yesterday. Now they're saying 103 confirmed. The toll-free number to join us if you're in Mexico or in Canada or in any area, know someone who's gotten sick or if you've seen anything going on, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. Because you can't trust the mainstream media. You know, we can analyze what they're saying and doing, but you can't just take it as is. You've got to check it with a lot of other sources and things. Now, let me just make this clear. I think this is a bunch of hype. But when you've got the World Health Organization saying they fear a massive global pandemic and have the military standing by in the Western world for martial law, and that's what this medical emergency is. The executive orders have been put into place. Continuity of government has been engaged. That's what the executive orders say. That's what they announced Sunday morning with a rare White House Sunday briefing. So they create the fear and then say, oh, but it's no big deal. So they can be both the person scaring you and the person, you know, playing the part of them being your protector. I think it's a bunch of hype. Unless they're lying about the severity of it, the way they're hyping it and saying it's, you know, they're getting ready for this big crisis, but then, oh, it's no big deal at the same time. If they are lying about the number of cases, they're just saying a few thousand in Mexico when they're talking, and then other reports out of Mexico say there's just people sick everywhere, a country of 100 million people, and then they're saying that it's only 2,000 people sick and 100 people dying. Because the flu in the United States on average kills 15,000 people. And it kills even more than that each year in Mexico because of bad sanitation, lack of medical care, and people's access to it because they're so poor. One of the poorest nations in the world. But, of course, they have more billionaires than any nation on the planet because they're so corrupt. They have a super elite and a huge mass of poor people. So something doesn't jive here. Something stinks to high heaven here. Because I'm actually hoping that hundreds of thousands are sick in Mexico. Now, listen to me carefully. Because if hundreds of thousands are sick, and then it's only 100 and something deaths like they're now saying, then that means it's a regular flu. Flu always kills people. Okay? But if it really is only 2,000 people sick in Mexico, and you got 103 people at least dead, then this is a bad-acting flu. I wouldn't call it weaponized, but it's tough stuff. It's on the verge of that. Now, the available evidence shows they're lying, and it's way more than 2,000 cases in Mexico. And so that means, oh, good, it's not some super deadly flu. Now, the reason governments are so concerned is that the swine flu of 1918, released at a U.S. military base, clearly a designer virus, killed at least, they debate, between 40 and 60 million worldwide. At least 40 million people. Millions in Europe and the United States. And it attacked healthy people. It attacked people between 18 and 30 years of age that were very healthy, very virile, very strong, because they had their autoimmune system and their lungs had an over-response to it, flooding the areas with antibodies, with white blood cells, causing an autoimmune response. Their lungs swelled up, and they died, basically, of a quick-acting pneumonia. And I guess that ties into some type of hemorrhagic fever where you get one bug and then you have an autoimmune response and it kills you. We'll talk to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny in a moment. In fact, do we have her yet? Go ahead and call her. She's normally in Mexico. When I'm unable to get her in Mexico, then they told me right as I came in to the next segment that they'd gotten a hold of her. So I'm not even sure where she's at. We'll find out when we get her. So understand, the government's response to this is what should raise our eyebrows, raise our ears, raise the hackles on the back of our neck. Because flu kills 15,000 people. Some numbers say 30,000, but the conservative numbers are 15,000 on average in the U.S. a year, tens of thousands in Mexico a year. Why, then, are they hyping 103 deaths? Why are they saying there's deaths in Mexico but not in the United States? So if there's only 2,000 cases in Mexico and it has killed 100-plus people, that is a really bad acting flu. But if it's more people that are sick, hundreds of thousands, and it's only 100 dead, well, then that sounds like a regular flu. Then you get into the issue of that this thing has got genetics from pigs, birds, and humans from Europe, Asia, and North America. You've got the government's response in Napolitano and in Reuters saying U.S. should prepare for new flu outbreaks. She said, even if this fizzles out, this is a quote in a press conference, in the next 2 weeks, that another one is coming. And that's all Reuters says. But very cryptic there. They have declared an emergency in Mexico. They have declared emergency here. They do have Europe saying, telling their people don't fly to the U.S. or Mexico. They are banning the importation from southern and western states of pork and other products to Europe and Russia, and they're banning products out of Mexico. So is this a big beta test drill for a lockdown? We know that under dark winter and other scenarios, they've drilled for a massive flu or smallpox outbreak and martial law. Joining us for the balance of the hour is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, is a medical doctor from Cleveland, Ohio, a board certified in emergency medicine and osteopathic manual medicine. And she has patients in 38 states and 8 countries. She's an executive director. You know, it's better for her to just introduce herself to you. And she's one of the leading experts out there on bird flu and appears on radio and TV across the planet, including mainstream radio and TV. So, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, thank you for coming on short notice.
Thank you, Alex. Thanks for thinking of me.
We're about to break, but just tell folks about yourself. You do have a practice in Mexico, and what you're actually hearing in Mexico. Is it worse than they're saying? Is it better than they're saying? Is this hype? What's going on?
Well, I'm currently right now in Monterrey, Mexico. I've been doing consulting in Mexico for about the last 7 months, and most recently, about a month ago, that consulting assignment ended, and I moved back to Cleveland. But I'm down here for this week for a conference of the Medical Tourism Association in Monterrey. We arrived yesterday. We went to the conference this morning, and it was the officials from the Healthcare Association. It's called Monterrey Healthcare City here in Monterrey. Came into the conference, and there was a tour that was supposed to happen this morning of all the local hospitals, and they canceled the tour, and that's what we thought was happening. But what they really did was they canceled the entire conference. And we're in a really nice hotel, an intercontinental hotel here in Monterrey, which isn't anywhere close to Mexico City. There are people that have flown in for this conference from all over South America. And the officials here promptly told everybody to go change their airfare and to go home.
Amazing.
One of the people in the conference said, now, wait a minute. There's nobody really here from Mexico City. We're in a closed area in this hotel. We've been here. I can understand why maybe you don't want people out traipsing into hospitals here locally, but why don't we have the conference? And they said, nope, we're canceling the whole conference. And this one gentleman said, I think there's been a moratorium on common sense for this conference.
Amazing. Now, I want to go through the bird flu itself. I was just on Coast to Coast with you in the same show back on March 10th when Baxter was out mixing bird flu with these big vats of other test vaccines. And then it came out that other companies, unnamed, the London Telegraph and other publications, were telling homeless people in Europe, Poland, Germany, and other places that it was just a regular flu shot, but paying them to take it, and it was killing them deader than a hammer. So there's a lot going on here. I want to get your medical view on, you know, are they hyping this, or does the government know something, the government of Mexico, the United States, governments of Europe, that the public doesn't know? With Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, our guest from Monterrey, Mexico. We really appreciate her joining us. Doctor, we'll be right back after this quick break and go straight back to you. to get your expert opinion on this and a lot more. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, April 27, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $9,1290. 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $9,3932, $4,6966 for a half ounce, and $2,3483 for the quarter ounce. That's $9,3932, $4,6966, and $2,3483.
Bailout equals market distortions, increased money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have been all over the bird flu, the hype by governments. Why have they been hyping it when it hasn't been a big threat? Why have they been organizing their whole martial law takeover plan around an outbreak of smallpox, bird flu, SARS, and a few other microbe-borne illnesses? I'm going to go through all the news and detail the latest developments, but we have New York, Ohio, Kansas, California, Texas, large areas of central and southern Mexico, without breaks. We're talking to medical Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who's had a practice in Mexico and in the United States. Dr. Tenpenny, bottom line here, what do you think is going on? I know it's too early to fully tell, but we've got Baxter saying they're going to make a new vaccine for this. We've got just unprecedented fear-mongering by the media and the government. Is it just fear-mongering and grandstanding, or do they know something that the public doesn't know?
You know what, Alex? I think it's a little bit of both. I think that there's some things going on that's a lot of fear-mongering. I mean, one of the questions, I wrote an article last night and posted it on my website, drtenpenny.com, that's called, you know, Swine Flu, the New Bird Flu. And some of the questions that I think are really kind of interesting that no one seems to be bringing up is the fact that flu season isn't in April. Flu season's in October and November. I mean, so what is all this about, you know, all this flu stuff that's going on now, which makes me kind of question. Another thing is that past pandemics, as we know them and as they've been reported, have all rolled out of Southeast Asia. This is supposedly coming out of Mexico City, which I think is a big distinction, too, because Mexico City is the capital. It's way south into Mexico, and people get Mexico City confused with the entire country of Mexico. Mexico City is one of the top one or two size population cities in the entire world. It's filthy, dirty. Millions of people live on garbage dumps. And when I wrote my book, Foul, Bird Flu, It's Not What You Think, I made a very big and compelling argument that when you take garden variety of influenza and you mix it with dioxin and other types of chemicals, it more than doubles the death rates. So some of these people, I think, are maybe being exposed to sort of normal viruses and are getting sick, and maybe those are the hundreds of people that they're not really reporting in the news.
Exactly. There are hundreds of deaths a day of tuberculosis. They even have deaths from leprosy in Mexico City. There's all sorts of people dying of toxins. For those that don't know, there's 35 million people in the metro area, 28 million in the city limits itself, largest city in the world, and literal open rivers of black sewage. When you're there, when it's dry, there is black dust in the air that is dried human excrement and other things. And so it's a perfect incubator, isn't it, doctor, for a deadly flu? Plus, you have so many debilitated people and poor people with about, what, half the population living in shantytowns.
Yes, and those people who don't have access to adequate medical care in simple things like clean water and good food and even a clean place to live. So yes, it's absolutely a festering sort of pool for that. But I kind of wonder, Alex, you know, what is it about the U.S. government that they're trying to completely destroy the Mexican economy? I mean, between with the irresponsible reporting about the violence that's been going on over the last couple of months and now this whole hullabaloo and this whole great big hype. What's your take on why that's all happening?
Well, that's designed to further collapse Mexico under this SPP and then have even more illegal aliens come into the U.S. to collapse these southern and western states so they can be federalized. The SPP documents the Judicial Watch sued and got from September 2007 in Banff, Canada, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, covers all of this. They say we will use economic collapse, pandemic collapse, and terror attacks to create the North American Union. And so out of crises, the stronger central government in Washington believes this is how they will bring in the North American Union.
Well, the bird flu stuff is certainly all of those viruses, even normal viruses, absolutely create a bigger a cytokine storm in normal, healthy tissue. I document all that in my book about in normal tissue, how it destroys normal tissue in the presence of chemicals, even in very young persons. So if this is some sort of a genetically modified virus, which you have to have suspicions about that when you look at bird, swine, and human H1N1 all kind of mixed together, it's no doubt that people who are more toxic and have more toxins in their lung and are going to be more susceptible to the effects of any virus, including something that may be...
You know, that's a new wrinkle, but I know that I've seen the studies out of China that the toxic waste and the cramped cities and air pollution is tied to the higher death rates. We're not talking about race-specific. We're talking about megacity toxic load-specific bioweapon designer virus. Could that be it? And will it mutate into a harmless strain or a more deadly strain? Stay there, doctor. We'll come right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months. And it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
City, listeners in South Texas, on the edge of Central Texas, north of San Antonio, where they've shut down some of the schools. Reese, we'll go to him in a moment. But we're going back to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who is joining us from Monterrey, Mexico, and she's had a practice and consulted down in Mexico, so she knows it well. Obviously, she's down there right now as all of this is unfolding, a big medical conference there, and it was shut down by the Mexican authorities. You know, they're hundreds of miles away from Mexico Center, the epicenter of the outbreak. Dr. Tenpenny, you know, that was my next question, but let's finish up with the fact that this is seems to be chemical specific flu, or that the studies do show that people that are in toxic environments, it has a much greater effect on them, or obviously people with rundown immune systems. And then, just as a layman who's interviewed a lot of medical doctors and virologists over the years and been studying bird flu, because I saw the globalist hyping it for the last five, 6 years, that this does look like it's designer when you've got it not just swine, human, and pig all together, and that it happens to be a mutation that actually can affect humans. You know, most of these viruses can't when they mutate, and that it's coming out in the non-flu season, and that it's coming from an area that the flus don't normally originate from, and it's flus from all over the world. I mean, you start adding all that in, I guess a medical doctor could hire a insurance company to do an actuary on this, but I bet it's a billion to one or more. Dr. Timpany, can you speak to that specifically?
Yeah, I can, Alex. And what's interesting, too, is what they've been saying in the Mexican news down here is that they've been seeing hundreds of people that have been sick over the last 3 to 4 weeks, and that many of the people, when by the time they get into the hospital, they've got sort of a full-blown pneumonia. And they interviewed a doctor on the television here last night that he was saying that many of them, when they come into the emergency department, they go immediately up to the intensive care and get put on a ventilator, and that they've been passing away. And several doctors, I guess, have died in some of the big hospitals, the way I understand, like young interns, people that were exposed and taking care of these people. So I do believe that this is, whatever a virus this is, it's highly virulent if you combine it with other things, just like any other type of virus. You know, there's tens of thousands of people or millions of people every year that are exposed to garden variety influenza, and they don't even get sick. So there has to be, in my opinion, an underlying combination of things that allows you to be susceptible to weaponized or non-weaponized or even garden variety of influenza. And the studies that I put in my book, when I did the bird flu book called Fowl, It's Not What You Think, the premise was, why is this starting in Southeast Asia? And it led me into looking at the dioxin toxicities there, the Agent Orange sort of combinations, the filth that's in China and in Indonesia and all of Southeast Asia. And it was looking and the birds of how they live with their chickens. And there was a theory that I put forth, and it's that it was because of the combination of influenza, dioxin, and other chemicals that was causing these people to have virulent cases of bird flu. And then I actually found out of the medical literature scientific support for that premise.
Why do you think the 1918 flu that killed more than 40 million people worldwide started at a U.S. military base? And why did the 76 bird flu start at a U.S. military base? Is that a connection to bioweapon?
Oh, I think it's two things. I think that there's two separate answers there. One is, in both of those instances, those populations are highly vaccinated. I mean, they go into the service, they get popped with everything, including doubles and triples of things that are.
So it's a vaccine reaction. We know in 76, when they, as you know, doctor, tried to give the public the swine flu, it killed a bunch of people, and Gillian Bernays, go ahead.
Yes, and so I think that part of it is you've created a susceptible population by vaccinating them with all these toxic vaccines. In the book, I talk an awful lot about in the 1918 pandemic influenza that happened, that World War I was a chemical warfare. There were almost 30 different types of chemicals that were used in the front line, including mustard gas and all these other things, that the U.S. military was way behind on developing gas masks and all these other things.
And by the way, these were returning troops, and I've seen the studies as well that you're reporting on, so I can back you up, Doctor. The returning troops at bases are then given inoculations, and then it starts spreading. Go ahead.
Yeah, and they were exposed to tons, megatons of mustard gas and a whole bunch of other types of chemicals in the front line of war when they went across the ocean in very adverse, packed tight conditions, that they'd been vaccinated, started to get sick, packed tight conditions, go over to Europe, get exposed to all of the thousands, tens of thousands of tons of chemicals that were happening in the air with inadequate equipment.
So it's just like methamphetamine heads that are using street methamphetamine filled with grenadine reagents and heavy metals because of the dirty way it's produced on the street. Mm-hmm. That's why they can get HIV and the virus kills them, because they've already had their immune system destroyed, whereas a healthy person can be exposed to HIV hundreds of times and not contract it. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. You know, Alex, I say all the time, health is an inside-out phenomenon, and our absolute terror and of germs and this whole thing about the germ theory that needs to absolutely go away, because the health is an inside-out phenomenon, and you can't create a $500 billion a year pharmaceutical industry based on simple things that you need to do to keep yourself healthy.
Well, I've seen studies that people that live in mega cities like Beijing or even London or Mexico City, just because of what people are breathing there, that people live on average 8 years less living in a megacity. So that, you know, the old cliche of clean country living really does have something to it.
Absolutely. You know, things like, you know, fresh water, alkalinizing your body, doing detoxification, simple things like getting 8.5 hours of sleep every night consistently, you know, washing your hands but not inappropriately or overdoing it, eating good food and trying to avoid GMO stuff. I mean, all of those things is a health from an inside out phenomenon. You know, getting lots of vitamin D, getting out in the sunshine and avoiding all the slathering on of the sunscreens like by piles of chemicals that go in your body. I mean, the good Lord gave us all the stuff we needed here. It's humans that have gone along and destroyed it.
In fact, doctor, I'm not posing as a doctor myself. I go off with the medical reports and what medical doctors are saying. Just the sun alone, I've seen the studies that's why we see the flus and other viruses and bacteria really running rampant in the winter. It's not just that we're indoors more. We're not getting that sun in our skin that, literally
makes the vitamin D.
Explain that to people.
That makes the vitamin D. Yeah, that makes the vitamin D. How our body intrinsically makes vitamin D is the sunshine goes on your skin. It stimulates little cells called melanocytes, and that's how you get a suntan. And from there, there's a whole long process that you create your own internal vitamin D. And it's the vitamin D, particularly vitamin D3, that all the flurry of studies that have been coming out over the last several months showing that it's remarkable for almost every type of process in our body. And it's the vitamin D that goes down in the winter when the sunshine goes down and allows the flu viruses to come up. Yes, I've seen a lot of those studies, too, and I really believe that's true.
Okay, let's get back into the pandemic itself, and then I'm going to go to Reese in Central Texas, right on the border of Central and South Texas, just north of San Antonio, where they have shut down some of the schools. He called in on Saturday night, and we'll continue with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. All right, now just as a layman throwing this out, if they're saying there's only 2,000 cases in Mexico, and from what I've heard from Mexican television and radio and the callers from Mexico, that they go to local hospitals in not just Mexico City but other areas, there are people vomiting, people sick, people have all they're saying for the last month or going back into mid-March, and the Mexican government admits it's when this started, that everybody they know has been sick. Callers have said they would say 70% of their families and friends have been sick. So we know when the media says 2,000 people have gotten sick that's a lie. But in a way, that's really good news, isn't it? So if you have hundreds of thousands or even millions that are sick and then only 103 deaths, that shows this is just a regular flu, because regular flus of people that are unhealthy or run down or get dehydrated, it kills them. Now that's on the good side. Let's hope that's the case. On the bad side, maybe they're covering up the fact that there have been a lot more deaths, and we're seeing some indicators of this, and that it's mutated, and the government knows this, and that's why they're starting to lock things down. So we have to look at every angle, and I'll be doing that with other guests throughout the show today, kind of the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I know it's too early to tell, doctor, but, I mean, clearly they're lying about it only being 2,000 people sick or...
Alex, it may be that only they're saying there's 2,000 people sick because those 2,000 people were the ones that were sick enough to seek medical care. You know, there may be millions of other people, just like when the bird flu was happening back in 2006, that there were tens of thousands, maybe even millions of people that were sick but not sick enough to go to the doctor and get care. And so what you don't really know what that denominator is. You can't predict what a death rate's going to be. If the numerator's, 200 and the bottom denominator is a million, well, then it's insignificant. And
what
so
about what about Mexican doctors telling the BBC and myself that it's at least 20 dead per hospital in and around Mexico City, and that the number was way above 200 as of Saturday?
Again, it's a very skewed perspective. It's, you know, they're looking at the sickest of the sick who've made it to the hospital and probably came to the hospital because they were so sick they couldn't stay at home anymore. And so I'm sure that the numbers they're saying may be in the realm of true, but I think that that's a skewed perspective.
Okay, why would the government say there haven't been that many deaths, it's not a big deal, but then do the opposite and lock everything down and, you know, cancel all public events?
Because what they're doing is they're following CDC guidelines and recommendations down here. And they actually even said that when they canceled the conference today, that the CDC guidelines are to stay away from crowded spaces, be congregated all together. And so that's what they're kind of doing. So they're following the American medical hype, and because they don't want to be accused of not doing that and then causing more of a problem. So they are playing the game safe and going on the side of safety and following what the rules are being set by the CDC.
And I guess if they're going to ban all public events, they can't selectively enforce it. So this must be devastating the tourism industry down in Mexico and business itself.
Gosh. Yes, devastating it. It's devastating it. You know, the first devastation was the irresponsible reporting of the violence. Yes, it was happening, but it was not responsibly being reported. During that time, I was actually living in Rosarito and could have told you a whole lot about that. And now what they're doing is even places like Cancun and Puerto Vallarta and Acapulco, which aren't anywhere near any of these places, all these people are loading up and they're packing up their luggage and going home for no good reason.
Right,
and then they're talking about shutting down, you know, different airlines. They're saying they're going to do checks at the border. And it's like, holy cow.
That's my next question.
The people that sit in the backdrop and say and laugh at this and go, gosh, it doesn't take a whole lot to just push a button and make all them little sheep just run around like chickens without a head.
Absolutely. What do you think of Napolitano, the Homeland Security head, saying, well, this she said, even if this goes away in a few weeks, there's going to be another worse one soon. How could she make statements like that? I mean, they're clearly loving the fear and the control and using this to sell their martial law grid.
Absolutely, Alex. And I'll tell you, back in 2005 and 2006, I went to the first, second, and third national bird flu summits held in Washington, D.C. to get firsthand information, take my own notes, and to correlate it with what I had put in my book, Fowl. And they were saying then, this is not a matter of if, it's when. It's when this is going to happen. They were saying it point blank language. I actually wrote several articles about it on the Internet. So they've known this was coming. They've known this is coming. And I can't say that it's because they were just sort of doing it based on epidemiological or statistics. I mean, they're privy to stuff that you and I will never know. And for them to be so bold and to continue to train FEMA, Homeland Security, local departments, having vaccination drills around the country, I mean, this has been planned and in the works at least since 2005 and God knows how long before that.
And Dr. Tenpenny, medical doctor, reporting to us from Monterrey, Mexico, international respected expert on this. Dr. Tenpenny, in Mexico right now, are you saying that the available evidence shows that this is leaning towards a genetically engineered virus, or is this just them hyping a convenient virus for something they know they're going to release in the future?
I think it's too early to say. I do think that there's going to be something that's going to be released, or it's going to be shown that this is a really unusual virus. The evidence of saying it's swine, bird flu, and human. Now, they just had a report down here just not too long ago, maybe in the last couple of hours, saying that's kind of ridiculous. This is just an aggressive human virus. It's silly to be calling it swine flu, and I have to agree with that. And so I think that there's a lot of hype that's going on, a lot of hysteria. It never ceases to amaze me.
Exactly. I mean, there are hundreds a day dying of TB alone in Mexico City and the common cold. So why are they hyping it now?
And thousands dying in car accidents and people falling out of second story windows, and you know, there's all sorts of other.
So the question is, why are they hyping it now? And then Napolitano say, "Oh, get ready, something big's guaranteed to come soon." They're on the news saying, "Oh, it's going to mutate."
Alex, the U.S. government in 2005 invested $7.1 billion into new vaccine development. So maybe this is a return on investment.
Yeah, this is about BioShield.
BioShield. We've got to start using all those vaccines that we just put into place. And Division E, remember Division E that came out at the end of 2006? It was tacked on at the end of the defense appropriation bill that basically says that all they have to do is whisper that this may be bioterrorism, and they and the pharmaceutical companies have 100% protection and liability for any drug, any vaccine, anything that comes out to be used against.
So this is about an industry that literally bankrolls the government and the media with campaign contributions and advertisement. Half the nightly news ads are drug ads. This is just about more of their fear mongering to then sell everybody getting 2, 3, 4 deadly flu shots a year that actually debilitate your immune system and in many cases give you the flu.
And also use Tamiflu. Now, Tamiflu, I documented in the book that the more you use Tamiflu, the more resistance the viruses come. That by the fourth dose of Tamiflu, a garden variety influenza virus can be up to 10 million times more resistant to Tamiflu than it was before it was exposed to the drug.
So it's making them resistant just like bacteria with antibiotics.
Exactly.
Okay, we've got a lot of phone calls here coming up, but in the final segment, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, I want to give out your website for folks that want to learn more. I did read your excellent report this morning. People should see that. Swine flu, the new bird flu. We do have calls from Mexico, calls from Texas. We will be getting to those, but I wanted to talk to you about the control grid. You know, it's not a rumor about FEMA mass graves. We have the documents, so I want to mention those when we get back. Is this a beta test to train everybody how to go along and follow orders for the real crisis that's coming? Why is Europe testing all Americans and Mexican flights coming in? Why are they banning imports from the U.S. and Mexico? This is becoming a worldwide hype fest. Why is this flu coming out of the Western Hemisphere and not out of Asia as it normally does?
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid, even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid. Some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudge since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
We've had Dr. Sherry Tenpenny all of this for the last 40 minutes. I'm going to give you my take on all of this coming up the next hour. Paul Watson will give us a European view from the United Kingdom coming up in about 35 minutes. We got calls from Texas, California, Canada, Mexico, you name it, that are coming up. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is our guest. You know, I have the State of New York Department of State Division of Cemeteries secret document, April 4, 2007. That's up on Infowars.com. Link in a story Aaron Dykes did. Plans for mass graves confirmed, government surveying cemetery readiness. We talked to the city officials in Indiana with the Illinois officials, with FEMA coming to them saying, we want you to harden all the government buildings for terror attack, even in rural towns, and prepare mass graves for a flu outbreak. And that's what this Division of Cemeteries document says. And then I have the executive orders the feds have the state pass in Colorado, Rocky Mountain News, February 8, 2003, for mass graves, incinerators, you name it. And under the dark winter top-off drills, they admittedly practice locking down cities, putting people in sports stadiums. And under this new alert that they've issued, that's then taking the safety off the system that would engage open physical martial law. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny.
Well, Alex, I think that the most important part of all of that is that not everybody is going to die and not everybody's going to get sick. So the people, and I think the people who are more toxic in their systems from chemical exposures, from genetically modified foods, from eating, you know, McDonald's trans fats things, I think that those and all the people that are fully vaccinated and have their immune systems all tied up with that are going to be more susceptible, whether it's a weaponized sort of flu or not. And so that goes back to, you know, trying to do health from the inside out. There's some great books and programs out there about detoxification.
Just quickly, Doctor, I want to interrupt you, and while I have you, are you still going to be in Mexico tomorrow? Because I'd like to get you back on tomorrow for 30 minutes with a quick report.
Yeah, I am. In fact, my husband and I decided that we're not going to panic and be a bunch of sheep. We're going to stay down here till Saturday, just like our plane tickets were supposed to be.
What time zone are you in right now there in Mexico?
Pardon me?
What time is it in Mexico right now where you're at?
It's noon. It's central time here.
Okay, same here. We're Central Standard Time. How about 11:30 again tomorrow?
Perfect.
Okay, we'll call you 11:30. In closing, Doctor, what are some things over the counter? I mean, some people have said if you take like elderberry that is a immune booster, that could cause the autoimmune response that's actually killing people and, you know, with some other flus. I mean, is it garlic, vitamin C? What would you tell people that are afraid to do?
Vitamin C, vitamin A is the most amazing antiviral. I think that those two are really great. Simple things like we already said. Be sure you get to bed on time. The more sleep you can get, the more healthy you're going to be. You know, those are really, really important stuff that I think are really important. There's a lot of things on my website, the drtenpenny.com, that gives a lot of information about that. And lots of vitamin C, vitamin A, garlic. Some people use colloidal silver. Some people use homeopathics. There are lots of ways to keep healthy from the inside out.
Absolutely. Anything else? I mean, is garlic good? Is oil of oregano good?
Oil of oregano, I'm glad you mentioned that, Alex, because that is fantastic. And we've known that that has some great resistance against even some of the tougher types of flu strains. Lots of vitamin D. It's summer's coming. Get out in some sunshine. If you can't do that, get some vitamin D and do at least 5,000 units a day. You know, they've done studies that have shown up to 40 or 50,000 units with no toxicity, 10,000 units a day without any toxicity. So at least 5,000 units of vitamin D a day until this whole thing blows through to keep you and your family healthy.
And that needs to be the organic versions of all of that, not the chemical synthetic variants?
Absolutely.
All right. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, thank you so much for spending the time with us. We'll get a report from Mexico with you tomorrow.
Sounds perfect, Alex. Take care. We'll talk to you then.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.